This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains after yesterday's WASDE report?
Yeah, it's kind of like a quiet tone, if you will, which in all honesty, yesterday, obviously the markets didn't necessarily handle the report all that well. We were lower going into the report, but you know, you didn't necessarily get any positive momentum. Of course, corn and beans both settled lower. You would kind of hope maybe you could get a bit of a rebound here on Friday heading into the weekend. But right now, it just doesn't look like anybody's too awfully interested just yet.
Matt, what were your biggest takeaways from yesterday's report from the USDA?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to tip your cap to that corn yield. I mean, up 1.9 bushels. I think most of us felt like that the yield would go up. As far as going up a couple bushels, I don't think there's too many folks that were calling for it, you know, but there was some people out there talking about it. I mean, the bean yield going up 0.3, that was actually exactly what we pegged it at. We were just, of course, guessing based on our customers, but we felt like both yields would creep up somewhat. I was very surprised that USDA raised corn demand 125 million bushels. You know, I guess I'm glad that they did, considering that they raised the yield, but at the same time, I'm not totally sure that I agree with all the adjustments, but I don't want their job either.
And Matt, is there anything in the report yesterday that surprised you at all or maybe caught your eye a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, raising corn exports 50 million bushels would come to the top of my mind. I mean, I don't know that right now I would necessarily predict that. You know, I know we've seen really good exports, for instance, to Mexico. Most of that was largely expected. I don't know that Mexico will keep the kind of pace that they've had as far as their purchases have been concerned. Of course, they haven't taken delivery of near all that corn, and I think that that's going to slow down somewhat.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 3.5 at 464.5. November soybeans up 2.25 at 1330 even. On the Merck, December live cattle down 40 cents at 173.95. November feeder cattle down 77 cents at 228.22. December lean hogs down 60 cents at 70.90. December pork cutout up 37 cents at 81.35. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.